Every so often you find something for your boat that you just have to have. And with me today is Mark Pizer from the Tackle Rack Corporation. Mark, you know, I guess the first thing is that this thing is a handy little device that is, has to be a brainchild of yours, because it really fits the need of a guy that's a tournament angler that really wants to get out there and be able to change baits, be able to not throw a big glob of baits on the floor. It's a neat product.
Yeah, it's really an accident that I'm in business making them. I made one for myself. Worked in a race shop and had the tools and the knowledge to do it, and wanted a place to mainly keep up with my tools. After building that, I decided, well, I'll put some holes in here and I hang some baits on it. Well, it's turned out to be a great daily organizer. For me, when before tournament takeoff, I'll go through my boxes the night before or that morning and pull out what I think I want to throw. Of course, you've got six rods or seven rods with stuff tied on, but oftentimes works out that that's not what you need. So if you plan your day out, hang out what you need when you're ready for it. You don't have to open a lid. It's right there, and it's not on the floor of the boat. It's not flying around. You won't lose it.
Well, you know, I look at this thing, and to be honest with you, one of the neatest things about it is you can put a pair of needle nose in there. You can put clippers in there, maybe a pair of scissors, and they don't jump around. I mean, you know, you can run in real rough water, and you just keep them right in the tackle rack.
Right. I can't say that you won't ever lose a bait. I've never lost a tool. You will have a bait occasionally fall out, but that's not as common as a lot of people would think. I went fish a tournament in November down on Kentucky Barkley and put in at Kentucky State Dam and went about 40 miles down Barkley. And we left that morning in a thunderstorm. I've got a 521 Ranger, and we probably never ran under 60 miles an hour in two and a half footers. And one bait fell out the whole run. So that was actually its first test, and it performed very well.
Well, what's nice about it, too, is the fact that you don't have to drill any holes. You've got a great mounting system, and you're using 3M tape, and it really just holds real well.
Right. If you had a fully carpeted installation, and some of the aluminum boats are that way, there's screw holes provided, so you can screw it. But if you've got any hard, flat surface in the boat, clean that area with some sort of alcohol, or I use a lot of my wife's fingernail polish remover and clean it off, peel the backing on the stuff and stick it, and she'll be there.
Well, you know, that's very, very important. And the handiness of having baits in front of you. You know, a lot of guys have gone to the fact that they clip something off, they throw it on the bottom of the boat, and before the day's over with, you got a pile of stuff that, you know, you have to have somebody help you get apart when you get the end of the day. But now with Tackle Rack, that thing's a past.
Right. Hang them out. You won't be stuffing them in the bottom of the boat. They won't be getting caught up in the net. When you're netting a fish and you've got that expensive Lucky Craft lure hung up in the net, you don't want to lose it. It works out real handy. I won in my racing career with NHRA over 25 national events, and I did it by being organized. A lot of these guys fishing tournaments, that's one of the key things that they have over their competition is when they're ready for something, they know where it's at. They're not spending a bunch of time digging through all their compartments looking for that one lure. Being organized is paramount in any sort of competition that you're trying to be involved with.
Well, and you've got a multitude of different sizes, so it fits pretty much every boat.
Right. We did it 9-inch, 12-inch, and 18-inch. I've got an 18-inch in my boat. And because you run an 18-inch doesn't mean you have to hang 18 baits, but I'm every time I come off the water, it seems like the rack is full. I've either loaded it and fished a few tournaments this winter where jerkbaits were prevailing, and I just had a ton of jerkbaits hanging there, you know, trying to fish around and find the right color. The water color changes. If you've got something that you want to go to, you can hang it there. You don't, like I say, you don't have to stop and dig and hunt. It's a matter of clipping and retying, and you're back fishing.
Well, you know, another thing that's neat about it is the fact that, you know, we have so many multitude of different colors of boats now. You also have a wide variety of colors in this, in the product as well.
Right. The black and silver seem to be the biggest seller because that'll go with just about anything, but blue and red are right behind it, and we also offer gold. The gold, a lot of people I don't think see as a primary color. I've got a gold one in my boat simply because I've got a gold pinstripe down the side, and it really accents that stripe.
Well, you know, Mark, I guess let's go back in history a little bit. You know, you talked about the NHRA and running around those fast cars. I mean, how did you come about this idea? I know you talked about, hey, you just made one for yourself, but when did you decide to make this into a business?
Well, I made it for myself, and the first tournament I fished was down on Kentucky Lake. There was 200 boats, and everybody that looked over my boat and saw it said, man, where'd you get that? Why'd you come up with that? And a buddy sees it, and he wants one, and I make him one, and I probably made 100 of them, just giving them to buddies. And I said, you know, I need to try to make a business out of this and maybe help pay for some of my term and expenses. And that's more or less how I wound up in business.
Well, you know, you look at this thing, now you've got a bunch of pros that have got them in their boats as well.
Yeah, Billy McDonald is from here in Indianapolis. He's a good friend of mine, and he's been really good at showing it to some of his fellow competitors and hasn't gotten any bad feedback yet. We've got them probably in 30 of the FLW and BASS guys' boats, and they're using them and love them.
Well, you know, you look at Bass and what they've got, you know, from the standpoint of they got so many tournaments, they're going to go to 11. FLW, of course, has got their tournament trail. And when you start seeing guys put them in their boat, that means that you're gaining respectability. And when you see this product, it's one of those things you just got to have in your boat, isn't it?
That's right. Well, a lot of the guys in there, I haven't gotten any disclosure, so I can't use their names, but there's guys that have them in their boats that get paid to put stuff in their boats. And I have paid not one nickel to anybody to run this product. They see it, they like it, and it really benefits them, and it benefits me. You think of the co-angler that they're fishing with through the year that will see that and actually see it in use. It can't do anything but to help me to be involved with that group of guys.
Well, what is it made out of? Is it aluminum?
Yep, it's 50-52 aluminum. Everything's made right here in Indianapolis. It's not going to break. It's not going to fall off. It's not, you know, it'll be there for the life of your boat.
Well, you know, you talk about Billy McDonald. He's also a Bass Van Army Big Stick, and that guy is the hardest promoter I've ever seen. He goes out there and works harder than any angler just about that I know, and it's amazing, you know, he's got so much respect from the other anglers. When they see something like that, they know if it's in Billy's boat, they know it must be good.
That's right. He's, like you said, he is one of the hardest working guys in this business. Really promotes his sponsors well. He's doing this for me, I guess, in hopes of me making something with Tackle Rack, and I promise you when I do, Billy will have a full ride. I think that much of him, and I know that's all he needs is a chance to be on the water, to be a little more competitive.
Well, you know, he's had a couple of top tens, and he's one of those guys that just goes out there and beats the water and does real well. But, you know, Mark, what are some of the plans for the future? You know, you've got the multiple sizes, multiple colors. You got anything else up your sleeve yet?
Yeah, I've got two or three different products that I'm working on. I've had guys tell me that you got to have more products, and I'm a firm believer in that, but at the time, I'm just trying to get Tackle Rack going. I've been in racing for 20 years, so business and manufacturing is something that's new to me, and I'm learning every day from it. And I think as long as I can take this one product first and get it out there, I've got some other great ideas coming. I've had some other guys give me some great ideas. So as evolution goes, Tackle Rack will have more products for the fishermen.
Well, I guess the other thing I need to mention, you're also a contingency sponsor, and one of the neat things about that is the Bass Van Army members can get in there and dig in and also be able to get this product via the Bass Van store, of course, but they get some perks that are going to come along with you as well.
Absolutely. I learned in the racing industry, we made more money through contingency than we did actually from the sanctioning body, and all we had to do was run that manufacturer sticker. Most of the time we had their product as well. Well, doing the contingency, the fishermen, I don't think are quite sure what the contingency is about. And in the Skeeter Bass Van Army, if you win a sanctioned event, we'll write you a check for $25. That's a little bit insignificant, but if we had 100 people doing the same thing, and if you had 100 people's products in the boat, then you're talking about a significant amount of money at each tournament when you win.
It's a great program, no doubt about it, Mark, and time goes by so quickly. Appreciate being with us here at Bass Van Army Radio.
Okay, I appreciate the chance to exploit my wares there.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Van Army Radio.